and welcome to another edition of the Screen Nerds Podcast. My name's Michael Burgett, and thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode of Memory. Brand new film out in theaters, checked it out, and wanted to share some of my thoughts with you on the film. Now, the film tells the story of a woman named Sylvia who is really just hanging on by a thread. She is a recovering alcoholic. She's a single mom. She's working in a job at a adult daycare and just trying to get by. And one evening, she, along with her sister, are at a high school-ish reunion or party of some kind. Not exactly clear, but she, at that party, ends up being followed by a man named Saul, and that interaction basically leads to a relationship that is played out through the rest of the film, and really it helps to, or tries to help to, really get into Sylvia and Saul's lives. And that's the premise of the film. Now, I had not heard of this film until I saw a trailer a couple of months ago. It was one that was on the festival circuits, but hadn't really heard about it. Then saw a trailer, thought it looked interesting. It's got an interesting cast, and I thought, you know what? I'll take a flyer on it with AMC A-List. That's one good thing about the program is you can take flyers on films like this, and you know, sometimes you get a hit and sometimes you don't get a hit. And so I thought, well, I'll give this one a try. Because like I said, the cast is really good. You've got Jessica Chastain as Sylvia. You got Peter Sarsgaard as Saul. And then they're the two main leads. But really, I really enjoyed the cast. I'm putting off what my actual thoughts of the film are because I want to first say what I really enjoyed. I really enjoyed the performances. I thought they were really good. Jessica Chastain she's an actress that really can put on some great performances. She's award winning, so she knows how to perform and knows how to take a role and really give everything that she's got into it. And she did that here with Sylvia. And Peter Sarsgaard, I thought this is one of his better performances, and it's almost against type because he's usually like the schmarmy bad guy. He's usually like the villain and stuff. He's, you know, he's really just kind of schmarmy for lack of a better term. But here he is very vulnerable. He's very innocent. He's very kind. And I almost feel like that it's a role that, you know, he's not normally given, but I feel like he does a good job with it. And it shows that he can play the nice guy as well. He doesn't always have to play the villain or the heel. So I really enjoyed that about it. And I like the rest of the cast too. I like the actress that plays the daughter. I thought that she gave a really good performance. Really just, I enjoyed the cast of it and the performances. Okay, so what do I really think about this film? It's okay. I thought that the story was interesting. I thought it was a good story there because you have Saul, who the memory part of it for him is he's got dementia, so he doesn't remember like immediate things that happened. There are things in the past that he remembers, instances, people, and all this stuff, but in the immediate he doesn't, and so that affects his life. He goes off on walks and he doesn't know why he's going, all these different things, and so it's tough for him, and so he's having that part of it to have to live his life and in the impact that that has on his brother and his brother's child. So you have that dynamic, and then you have Sylvia's dynamic with, basically, like I said, she's barely hanging on by a thread. She gets involved with Saul, and you see kind of the ripple effects of what's going on with her, while at the same time she, you know, has trauma in her past that she, you know, doesn't want to remember, but feels like it's always kind of there on the surface, ready to bubble up. And so the story there, I feel like was good. I feel like the execution of it wasn't necessarily good. I feel like there were elements of the story that would get brought up and then wouldn't ever get resolved. I feel like that there would be storylines that would be very secondary, and then would almost be brought up to the primary, and then it would just then get brought back to secondary, or even not even brought up at all afterwards. There was there were elements of like the cinematography that I thought were really good. I thought there were some framing moments that were really cool and interesting, but then there were other framing moments that were just weird. Like it was very much like a single camera type shots that were used, and it's an indie film, so I can understand some of that, but I feel like there were some moments where you would get reaction elements from one performer, but then you wouldn't get it from the other, and it wasn't necessarily, I feel like a narrative point that was trying to be made. It was just, here's the camera, here's how we're going to shoot it, and this is the primary person that we want to focus on. And so I thought that was kind of off at times. I thought the lighting in some of the scenes, especially at night, weren't very good. Like, it was, you know, it was like very dark at times, and it was very hard to see like emotional elements that some of the actors were trying to perform in how they were reacting. Is it was very difficult at times to see because the lighting wasn't good. I feel like this film had potential. I think it was a film that had a lot of elements to it that really could have done something with. I think that, you know, having, you know, two messy characters who, you know, come together and develop a relationship, you know, that's something that's, you know, there have been many films based on that. I think that what was particular about these two characters, I think there was interesting narrative points that you could have went with, and I feel like this film at times fumbled it, and so it always left it feeling like that you were about to really have a breakthrough with the characters, and it just never felt like you ever got there. And the ending just felt flat. I feel like the film just ends, and there's no like resolution. There's no, I mean, there's a kind of resolution, but it's not really anything that's a clear resolution. There's not anything where there's anything satisfying about the ending. It just kind of happens, and then you're just left with like, what's going on? Because that was my immediate thought as soon as it ended. You got to the end scene, and I didn't realize it was the end scene until you had the end credits start, and it just was like, really? That's the ending? And I feel like that there could have been more wrapped up with it, but for some reason, the filmmakers just decided that's how they wanted to end the film. And I feel like the ending almost is a microcosm of the entire film, which was that it could have been a lot better, and in the end, it just kind of felt flat. And as a film, like I said, the performances I really enjoyed. I thought Jessica Chastain and Peter Sarsgaard really did great with what they had. I feel like almost if they had been just given a little bit more, it would have been a lot more impactful. But as it is, it's okay. I definitely would say don't worry about having to go see it in a theater. I would say if it's on streaming, check it out there. But I feel like that it's one of those things where if you miss it, it's okay. I there are other films that I've seen in this same vein that I would probably recommend a lot more than this one. But aside from the performances, I can't really recommend this film as a film that I'm like, you really need to go see this. It's a film that's okay. I wished it had been a little bit more cohesive with the narrative. I wish it had been a little bit more, the editing had been a little bit better. There were some cuts in there that just were very sharp, and there wasn't a nice flow to the film. And maybe that's something where the filmmaker wanted the audience to fill that jar. I guess I don't know. That again, it's when you have a film like this, when it could have been better, there are elements where you just are left kind of confused and wondering as why the choices were what they were. But in the end, like I said, the performances are good, but that's really the only thing. I feel like everything else is just mediocre or not good. So if it's on streaming and you're not having to pay for it, you can take a flyer on it. But otherwise, I would pass. And like I said, I'd hope that this one would be interesting just because of the premise and the actors in it. But yeah, sometimes that's what you get, and that's what I got with Memory. So that's my thoughts on the film. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the film when you see it, or any film that you've been checking out of late. You can let me know your thoughts anytime by email, screennerdspodcast@gmail.com. You can always find us on Twitter @ScreenNerdsPod and tweet your thoughts there. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky just by searching Screen Nerds Podcast, hitting that follow button, hitting that like button, and sharing your thoughts there. And if you get an opportunity, please rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. We're on all the places that you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, CastBox, Amazon Music, wherever it is that you get your podcasts. If you would, please rate and review the podcast. Leave a 5-star review, hopefully. Leave a written review and share the podcast around. Would really appreciate it. So again, thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode. My name is Michael Burgett, and we will catch you on the next episode.